You are listening to the one and only Visionaries Wrestling Network, envisioning excellence and providing your perfect podcast experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another quarantined edition of View from the Top Rope, where we discuss anything and everything about anything and everything in this wild and wacky world that we're all living in. I am Chad, coming to you from Zeus's Treehouse, and I am joined via remote satellite by my co-host, Diesel. Where are you coming to us from, Diesel? Just say it, because I'm not saying it, because I still hate it.
You know, I'm coming from the friendly confines of Emily's humble abode.
Dude, you skipped some shit that time.
The friendly confines of Emily's humble abode?
Oh, maybe you didn't. I thought you did.
Soon enough, I will be coming from a new location.
Soon enough.
Which I already have a name.
Do you know? I didn't know that.
A couple more weeks.
It's happened really soon here. All right, well, let's just crack right into our first segment, which is, how's your week been, buddy?
My week has been the same as the last five. Movies and cooking and more movies.
Well, give us a recap, man. You know, that's what all the fans and listeners are craving right now, is the recap of what movies slash meals slash TV you've watched. I mean, there's no other content out there, so, you know, give it to them.
Well, I'm not going to go in the order of movies I've watched because I can't remember the order because it's all like a blur now. I finally watched Jumanji, the one with The Rock and Kevin Hart and Jack Black.
The first one?
Not the second one.
Hey, I like that movie.
It was pretty good. Definitely going to watch the second one here soon. I don't know when yet, but pretty soon. We watched Tommy Boy on Monday night and played a drinking game to it. That was pretty fun. Not as much as Emily. but you had to take a shot for every time David Spade's car got wrecked. I got the rules right here. You drink when Richard insults Tommy, when Tommy says son of a, when they say Zelensky, when Tommy says shut up, Richard, when Tommy does something super stupid.
I'm sorry. I'm retarded.
Yep, exactly.
That's a line from Tommy, the movie, folks. Don't at me. That's a line from the movie.
Tommy gets a head injury when he scares somebody, when he says dad, when they say the word brake pads, when you see a Callahan logo, and then you got to drink twice when Kidney Boy speaks, when someone says the loan, when somebody drinks alcohol, and you take a shot for every time Richard's car is damaged.
So how did you not end up wasted from this game? Because off the top of my head, I can think of at least like 30 to 40 instances of drinks. And in every like beer, there's like what, 10, 12 drinks?
I wasn't drinking doubles too, but like I didn't say I was sober. I just said not as much as Emily. That was my answer.
All right, fair enough then.
But also last night we watched Moneyball because I've had a hankering for baseball, and that's a really good one. Totally forgot Chris Pratt was in that movie.
Yeah, he plays like the catcher that moves to first base or something, right?
First base. Hayberg. I don't remember. I can't remember his name. But good movie. Really good movie. End of the Strain.
Still watching The Strain, huh?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, no, I'm not saying you would stop.
Sounded like you were.
No. Great series. So I wouldn't tell you to stop, but I thought you just might have finished it by now.
I don't know. We got to mix it up. I mean, come on. Some things that we made. I didn't really do much cooking. I got to give Emily the credit for the majority of the cooking this past week because I really didn't do anything. But what else did we make? I know last night we made like a homemade chicken pot pie. She made some chicken chili. What else?
Some chicken enchiladas. Some chicken hot dogs. Some chicken steaks.
No, some we just had regular sushi. We just had regular hot dogs. We made tacos.
We had tacos last night.
I did cook the meat.
Nice.
Other than that, that's my week.
It's a very eventful week, my good man. Well, I guess it's my turn then to talk about how my week's been. Let's see. Since we last interacted, I took a trip to the Bahamas. I also went out there and I went shopping in a mall with thousands of people. No, I didn't do any of that stuff because it's still quarantine time. But yes, let's see. What did I actually do with this week? Allison and I went on an Amazing Race binge. I think we're through three seasons that we have now watched of The Amazing Race just since last week. So, a lot of Amazing Race. Besides that, what else am I watching? I'm rewatching Supernatural. I don't know if I brought that up before, but I love Supernatural. So, just rewatching that. Because I can. And the final season, the 15th season, should be debuting on Netflix very soon. So, gotta be, you know, watch the whole thing to watch the final season. Let's see. Also, what have we been eating? We've eaten some food. As I said, we had tacos last night. The night before that, I have Jersey Mike's. I have to stand by what I've said before. Jersey Mike's is the best sub place on the planet, and I love Jersey Mike's, and I have been going there multiple times during the quarantine and getting my Club Supreme because it's amazing, and it makes me feel better about the world because it's so damn delicious. And then also I've just been playing video games still. Two Point Hospital, still absolutely obsessed with it. I think in some like way in my mind I want to just live there and be an actual, you know, fictional hospital manager and get to
fictional
just,
character.
Exactly. I just want to be a fictional character and get to manage my own hospital and build whatever I want without any actual, like, you know, contractors or anything like that. I could just make it, you know, appear with a snap of my fingers.
I did think of something else that I did this week. I really got into watching some urban spelunking videos on YouTube because for some reason I have a fascination with abandoned buildings. And I found some good ones, like some ones with hotels where they're like just closed overnight and they're still like fully have all the stuff in there, like beds, and like the beds are made ready for guests and stuff like that. And like, I'm ready for some ghosts.
That's some weird stuff. I will say, but yeah, I won't lie. I've also been deep diving on YouTube and watching all of the like NFL's top 10 countdowns because the NFL like YouTube doesn't have all of them. So you have to go to like the off brand YouTube channels that are going to get shut down because they're showing copyrighted content and everything. But you can watch it for like, you know, a month before it actually gets shut down with the appeals process and everything. And I have to say, right now, I can't believe Tom Brady isn't my quarterback anymore. It's actually become like a little hurtful. Like it feels like a little piece of my heart's gone because I've been watching all these videos just talking about how great he, you know, he was the greatest Patriot of all time. And he's not a Patriot anymore. And I don't really know how to feel about it.
Well, If I were you, I'd be hoping that there is no football season because maybe he'd retire if he had to sit out a year. But
I don't think so. With Gronk now getting traded to the frickin' Tampa Bay, if there is a season, that Tampa Bay offense, like as much like malarkey was put up about the Browns offense last year, oh, they're super stacked with Baker Mayfield and Odell and everyone. The actual Tampa Bay offense that they're going to put on the field this year, if it's just who they have now with Tom Brady at quarterback, Mike Evans, freaking Rob Gronkowski, why can't I think of the other, not Chris, what is his, Godwell, or it's Godwin? No.
Godwin.
There we go. Godwin. And, like, I mean, just those four right there. What the hell are you going to do? And a lot of drafts say that they're going to take Mr. JT from Wisconsin.
Well, I think that they're being overhyped. Tom Brady is out of his prime. He's not on the Patriots anymore. And I think people are going to see that real soon. I don't think you're going to get the Tom Brady that everyone thinks they're going to get. He had his worst season last year statistically. He's on the decline. He's in his 40s. If it was sort of like 5 years ago, I think it would be a different story. But, I mean, as you can see in Brett Favre last season, he just didn't have it anymore. I'm not saying that Tom Brady is not going to have it anymore. I'm just going to say that his best days are behind him, and he's going to wish that he didn't leave the Patriots. That's what I'm saying.
Just so you do remember, though, one of Brett Favre's best ever years was with the Minnesota Vikings, like, statistically. And had you not had the whole Saints game where they were going to kill him in that game, they could have gone to the Super Bowl as a Viking. And it was his best season that he'd statistically ever had.
Well, the season before that, when he played for the Jets, he had a really good season as well, Chad.
Yeah, and he played that whole season with, like, a destroyed shoulder.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is Tom Brady did not have a good season last year, and you know it. You were a Patriots fan. You saw it. It was not a good season. That was probably the worst season he's ever had.
Yeah, there was no one around him. He's not the Tom Brady of old. I will admit that fully, okay? He's not at the point of his career where he can elevate anyone to being a great player. He needs help at this point. But the system and the place he is now in, he has more help than he has ever had in his career. Diesel, all of these people besides Rob Gronkowski, these are the best players at like the wide receiver level besides Randy Moss for 2 years that he will ever, ever have played with.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see because I don't think that it's being overhyped. I really, really do. 12 TD is not what he used to be.
Yeah, as even though he's not a Patriot anymore, I'm still not going to bet against Tom Brady. I think that dude's got just an insane person. What were we talking about? Like my week? Is that what we were talking about? Oh, yeah, because I was watching all those videos on YouTube, the top 10 countdowns. Besides that, just hanging out with Allison. Just having a good time. Just quarantine lifestyle. Time has no meaning. Just keep rolling on through. Okay, let's go on to segment number two. And that is T-shirt time. What you rocking this week, Diesel?
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I know I've worn it a lot on this show, but right now I only have like a few shirts to like cycle through because everything's all packed up. So in a couple weeks when I finally move and like unpack everything, I can get back into a different rotation. But right now it's the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat shirt I'm wearing.
It's a very comfortable t-shirt. I own that t-shirt as well.
It's like one of the softest t-shirts that I own.
It's so cozy. It's one of my favorite t-shirts. Like, I put that t-shirt on a lot of times after, like, if I go to work and I get out of the shower and I'm like, oh, I just got to throw a t-shirt on. I throw that t-shirt on. Because it's cozy AF. All right. This week, I am rocking, once again. Hold on. Before I say what this t-shirt, Diesel, I'm going to give you another chance. I've given you the chance many times. I'm going to see if you can remember this time. I am rocking a t-shirt from my favorite anime. And this one came from QWERTY. And last week's t-shirt, that Kid Buu t-shirt, came from T-Republic. Said I would shout it out, and I remembered. But Diesel, what show is this shirt from?
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Come on, man. I have told you so many times.
Cowboy Bebop?
There you go. You got it.
I was just giving you shit when I said Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. I thought you'd like understand that.
I wasn't actually sure. I thought you were being serious for a moment.
No, I listen to you occasionally.
Yes, I am rocking another Cowboy Bebop t-shirt. And I like this one a little bit better because, as you saw when I moved the camera down, the bottom panel is the dog, Ayn, who is the data dog and one of the best characters of all time. So, had to have Ayn on it. The other Cowboy Bebop shirt I have doesn't have Ayn on it. It makes me a little annoyed. He's one of the best characters. All right, though. That will wrap up T-shirt time. Let's crack on to segment number 3. This is where you get all the happenings and goings-ons for all of your favorite podcasts that include everything and anything from pro wrestling to podcasting itself to video games to UFC and anything in between. It's time for Visionaries Wrestling Network News. All right. Diesel, as always, kicks us off with his portion of the news. I really miss Channing. I'll be 100% honest. I'm sick of doing the sound effects myself. It's a lot of work. I miss our intern.
Yeah, Channing dropped into my DMs today and told me how much he misses you as well. So it's mutual.
I don't know if that's 100% true because I'm kind of addicted to Channing. And if it is true, then Channing's got some weird things going on in his brain if he just likes to be yelled at. But I miss you too, Channing.
Okay, well, starting off with the magnificent Matt Willis at the Matt Attack UK on Twitter this week. This past Tuesday, Talk at the Table dropped with Matt, Conrad, and Megs, joined by a good old friend of the network, Ryan, formerly of the Blade Job Show. They discussed all manner of issues, so don't forget, you can DM your topics to at Talk at Table if you have any to be debated on a future show.
Cool.
Chris cool, Talks cool. Games. Cool with a Z.
Obviously.
Chris Talks Games will return this coming Saturday with Chris bringing another electric mix of news, opinions, and his discussion. Topic of the week, remember to DM Chris if you have any thoughts or topics for consideration at ChrisLewis37.
Wait, what was the topic of the week?
It's opinions and his discussion topic of the week. I said it weird.
Yeah, okay. There we go. That makes more sense now. I was super confused. I thought the video glitched out for a second.
I thought there was another comma, or my brain read it through the comma. There. So, yeah. We're going to move on to some more news from the magnificent Matt Willis. And he says, thank you to everyone who has listened to the first part of the Game Junkies Dungeons and Junkies adventure, which dropped last weekend. Your support is massively appreciated, and more is coming soon.
I'm excited. I enjoyed it. I'm not, no bullshit at all. I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, moving on to Mags All Pods at Dej Kirkby. Five rounds. Another week with no UFC events, so another week where five rounds brings you that two quality all-killer, no filler content. Yeah, I almost messed that one up, but I think I saved it.
You did. I'm proud of you.
No commas. My brain's reading commas, but I think I saved it. And Why We Watch. It's another birthday for Why We Watch. It's 52 weeks since VWN's Chad first appeared on the show, and we discussed the wrestling world, the success of VWN, and his future projects.
Yeah, I knew that was coming up. I really don't keep track of time, as this actually means nothing, but check that episode out. It's a good one.
I'm just reading this news for the first time, so I did not know that you were going to be the guest.
I'll plan it out. I'm not even shitting you. To give a little spoiler, I messaged Mags months ago after I figured out. I was like, I want to be on Why We Watch exactly 1 year after I was on the first time.
Wow, somebody is conceited.
A little bit.
This week, the boys, the Wednesday Night Wars for the week. What? I think they forgot the word discuss. This week, the boys discuss the Wednesday Night Wars for the week. Bray Wyatt starts his mind games with Braun, and the search of the GOAT of NXT TakeOver begins with a look back on the very first TakeOver, NXT Arrival. It's a good one. This is available every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, and be sure to listen, share, subscribe, and repeat.
All right. Time for my portion of the news. We will start off with the MGB Wrestling Podcast. MGB released their interview with Cabana Man Dan on Monday and follow up with another classic Nova Pro review from 2016 this coming Monday. For the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast, Good Cop, Bad Cop gets a bit political on Friday. So if you want to skip, Matt and Graham will understand. Matt also has a quiz based around a WrestleMania 2 moment. So, Diesel, we're not allowed to say this news, but let's just do this right here because I want to. It's a teaser, and it's some Visionaries Wrestling Network news. What is that, Diesel?
Well, be sure to listen next week, because we are going to have a major announcement.
That is 100% true.
Too bad we can't do it, like, in person together.
Yeah. It is unfortunate, but, you know, we're in the life we're in right now, so we got to keep on keeping on. As for my podcast, they will drop next week. For sure. Promise you that.
I think I believe you.
I will say this. So I did have an epiphany last night at, I would say, around 3, 4 in the morning while I was playing Madden. And I need a little reformat. So I'm actually going to be re-recording some of my old stuff that I've already done because I want to switch up the format a little bit. Because I thought, as I said, I had an epiphany at 4 a.m. last night. And, you know, that's when I get my best thinking done, is at 4 in the morning. There is no Midwest wrestling news, kids. Once again, there's no wrestling going on. Diesel, any view from the top rope news?
Major announcement next week. Be sure to tune in to hear what that is.
Yeah, sounds right. That's all I have then for this week. So, as always, thank you for listening to all these wonderful podcasts that are on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Make sure you're like, commenting, sharing, and subscribing. If you'd like to be added to the Visionaries Wrestling Network, please hit us up on our Gmail, which is visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. But that is all the news that is fit to print. All right. Time to move on to segment Thor. This is where we answer all of your amazing questions and get to talk about anything and everything that is happening in our amazing world that you ask about. Before we get there, I'm going to say those magic words, and they are, boys, hit the music.
Questions, 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 we answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers. We answer all your questions, questions, questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers.
As the song tells you every week, it means it's time for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week. I forgot what segment we were on. I'm already all discombobulated. But yes, Mystery Brain Buster of the Week time. I will start the show with my deep and introspective question. And I did actually think of one this week, Diesel, and I actually quite enjoy it. So, the question this week is, every supervillain always, if you really boil down their like scheme, always ends up with that they are trying to control one major resource. That's what it always boils down to in the end, because they are going to be the king of that resource, and that is how they're going to control everything. So the question this week is, Diesel, if you were an evil supervillain, what would be the one resource that you would covet the most for your empire?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's what you're going to go with? Willy Wonka?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I mean, people love their chocolate.
If I have all the chocolate in the world, I mean, I think you'd have some power.
I mean, I can't really, the more I think about it, I can't really deny that fact. If you were the only person who controlled all of the chocolate, that would give you some power.
Going chocolate.
All right. All right, you crazy madman, you. I will accept it. And my answer to the question, I do have to agree, it's a bad James Bond movie, but, and it's not bad on like the regards there's way worse James Bond movies, but it's definitely the worst Daniel Craig James Bond movie. Quantum of Solace, water. I would control water. Water, like fresh water, is the most important commodity that has ever existed to humans, so I would control water. All right, though, on that note, let us crack right into our wonderful High Flyers questions. And we will start this week with a new High Flyer, pretty sure, who is the Squared Circle Countdown, who was at Squared Top 10. And the question is, this week on hashtag WWE, they are celebrating 25 years of Triple H in the company with a couple of special highlights and highlighting his best moments. My question for you is, what was your favorite Triple H match or moment in his historic 25-year tenure? Holy shit, he's been around for 25 years. That's insane.
Mine is a little bit strange. This is not a match. It's an interesting moment. It's one that I don't think many people would think of right away, but it is the first thing that came to my mind. I'm going to go with the vignette and the return of Triple H after his first quad tear. Like the vignette with U2's Beautiful Day when he's in the ring and stuff. And then like when he comes out at Madison Square Garden and like the place is just on fire and excited to see him. Cause he was a heel for a really, really long time before then. And he was gone for almost a year. And when he came back, people were so excited to see him. Like he brought tears to his eyes. And like, it was one of the louder pops that I can remember in wrestling. It's not the loudest, but it was one of the louder ones. And I'm going to go with that moment.
I don't know. I would say that's probably one of the loudest pops I can ever remember in history is when he came out on that Raw and time to play the game hit and he came out. That was pretty f-ing nuts. Damn it! Right away. Quarantine is just destroying my ability to not swear. But yeah, for my answer, my favorite Triple H moments, and I think it's a little bit entailed in the fact that I played WWE No Mercy on the 64 so much, or WWF No Mercy at that time, on the 64 so much, because all of the World Heavyweight Championship storylines were all built around Triple H, because that was the like era of the McMahon-Helmsley like control of the title. And his, when Chris Jericho won the title from him, and then later in the night, he made it get rescinded because the ref fast counted. The dusty finish. And thus, Chris Jericho's title reign never actually counted right there. It was just such a great little moment. And then I also go to the entire feud with Mick Foley slash Cactus Jack slash Mankind. Because that was when I truly learned to hate slash love Triple H. Because as much as I loved Mick Foley, he needed that person that was just better than him to be the greatest character that he was. Because Mick Foley is the internal underdog. And without someone to just be that underdog against, his underdog character meant nothing. And Triple H was the greatest foil that Mankind slash Mick Foley slash Cactus Jack ever had, in my opinion. I mean, that the street fights, the Hell in the Cell, just all of the matches and just encounters they had were just things of beauty. And that is something that, as much as Triple H buried and destroyed so many great talents on that just crazy run he had, being the, you know, basically poster boy of WWF, that was still some of the best stuff you'll ever see in WWF history. All right, any other thoughts, Diesel?
I was thinking, like, when you were talking about his feud with Mick Foley, the ironic part about it is before they feuded and when DX were faces, they helped Mankind beat The Rock and win the WWF title.
One of the biggest moments, yeah, in Raw
history. Which was the loudest pop that I've ever heard in my life when Stone Cold came out. And came down and hit The Rock with the chair and just walked out. But when that glass shattered, that was the biggest pop ever in like wrestling history.
Just rocking people with a chair back in the day. Headshots with that chair. Pa! 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 And then I'll run at you and I'll pa you right in the face with that chair. Just nuts.
ICW style.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, on that note, let us thank the Squared Circle Countdown, who was at Squared Top 10. And that is Squared Top 10. And that is the number 10, not the letters spelled out. Make sure you give them a follow and check out their great content. Let us move on to our next high flyer. Next, we're going to go to the BBG Wrestling, who was at BBG Wrestling on Twitter. And the question is, who of the recent WWE releases do you think MLW are interested in and have a realistic chance of signing?
Mike Chioda.
That's a really good answer.
I guess it didn't hit me last week when we were recording that he got released, and it's like, why? Like, he was literally the first person Vince McMahon ever hired when he took over was Mike Chioda. It just doesn't make any sense. Like,
yeah, I did. But I didn't actually realize Mike Chioda got released until, I want to say today, when I saw a post on Twitter from him, and I saw that he'd removed the WWE from his Twitter like handle, not his or his actual at. Like he removed the WWE or at from you know what I'm saying. But that's the first time I realized today. It was like a thank you tweet to everyone in the WWF / WWE. And I couldn't believe it.
But another like a wrestler that I could see going to MLW and having a lot of success there, a guy that wasn't used correctly in the WWE at all from the get-go. He should have started out in NXT, but he didn't. I'm going with Mike Bennett.
Ooh, that's a good one. Maria Kanellis as well, then?
Maybe, probably. I mean, they go hand in hand now because they're married. But, like, I did see an interview with him from this past week saying that he did ask for his release, but Maria never did. And he worked things out with WWE, and, like, he was sad that he got released, but I don't know, but I think that he could be an MLW champion, and I think he could be an NWA champion. I think that the WWE didn't use him correctly at all. I really think that he should have started NXT. I think that he would have had a lot more success there than he would have going straight to the main roster.
Yeah, no, I like where your head's at. And just build off slightly what you were saying, if Maria went there, she could also be a great foil to, like, Selena De La Renta and all that kind of good stuff. Like, Maria is a wonderful figurehead. Like, I just thinking back to the Kingdom days when she was basically their figurehead.
Mm-hmm. Got a frog in my throat.
That's all right. For my answer for who that they – I think they're interested literally in everyone who was released from the WWE, because everyone they released are generally, like, really at least good to great talents. I'm not saying they're all going to end up being the, you know, superstars or anything like that, but they're good to great talents. So, but the one that they have the most, like, chance of signing, and I think you'd do very well, would be Drake Maverick. AKA Rockstar Spud. And I think he could do a lot of great things in MLW and kind of, you know, even challenge for just being in control of MLW, because I loved him as the GM on 205 Live.
I need to correct myself because I got quarantine brain going on as well. It wasn't Mike Chioda that was the first person hired. It was Howard Finkel was the first person hired by Vince McMahon. But, I mean, he just kind of got released too, but from life.
I was going to say he got released from being alive. Yeah. Different. Also, condolences to the Finkel family and everyone.
Yeah, it's a everyone sad like day.
That. It just happened. We didn't talk about that.
It was a sad day.
Sad day. They rated our superstar.
That was not him.
No.
That's Tony Chimmel.
Yep. Shut up.
They worked together. They were colleagues.
Shut up, Diesel. All right. Well, on that note, let us thank the BBG. Wrestling. Who was at BBG Wrestling on Twitter? Let's keep on keeping on. Next, we're going to go to Foul Original. Who was at Foul_Original? And he is asking, how are you celebrating this day of days? And remember, this question was asked on Monday, which was 420.
I celebrated by playing a drinking game while watching Tommy Boy. It's not the answer you were expecting, but that's how I celebrated.
It's not the answer you were expecting, but it's the answer you're going to get. I celebrate the day that I celebrate every day. I hang out with the Gunge. I went to the, you know, community fire, you know, in the, you know, communal area, my apartment. Smoked a bunch of weed. And that's what I did. All right. That's what I did on Monday. That's what I do most every day. The podcast is called You From the Top Row. You get it, folks. Come on.
Connect the dots.
Connect the dots. We're not going to spell it out for you until now, but I'll just say it. Come on. Get your heads in the game. So I smoked a bunch of weed. That's what I did. Okay. On that note, let us thank Foul Original. Who was that? Foul_Original for that wonderful question. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter for all of his wonderful wrestling and video game content. Dude does a lot of stuff on YouTube. It's good stuff. Check it out. Next, we're going to go to Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who was that? NJPW US. And the question is, do you enjoy smoking cigars? And if so, what's your preferred smoke?
I've smoked cigars in the past. Not that big of a fan. I don't know. I guess for a while, no, I never really was a big fan at all. I'm just going to say no. I don't enjoy smoking cigars.
Yeah. I couldn't tell you a brand. Like an actual, like, full-on cigar. I've smoked a few good cigars. It's usually been when I've been on vacation or someone's provided it for me. I couldn't tell you the brand or anything like that. But in general, no, I'm not a big cigar smoker. Like, I wouldn't buy my own. But if I'm having a good glass of scotch and you have some good cigars, yeah, I'll have one. And I'll drink the scotch as well. That's my answer. So let us thank Totally Not Dej Kirkby. Who was that? NJPWUS for that great question. Let us move on, though, to our next TIE Flyer. Next, we're going to go to The Best Kept Secret. Who was that? Worst Wrestling. And the question is, who would you like Dark Side of the Ring to cover next?
You already got some good ones. So this is, because like all the ones that I can think of, they've already covered, like Chris Benoit and New Jack. And I mean, I guess Superfly Jimmy Snuka, but like, I don't know. I was never the greatest fan of him anyways, but he murdered his wife. He Carol Baskined his wife.
I have an answer. I have a good answer. And not that your answer wasn't good right there, but she is credited with almost like just, she is credited with like destroying many people's careers. And she was also credited just like trying to, you know, hold down everyone. And it's Mae Young.
Moolah.
Oh, Fabulous Moolah, sorry. One of the two. I knew it was one of them.
You had a 50-50 shot.
I did. I had a 50-50 shot of being right, and I was wrong, but I was close.
You were the most over than him.
You know, I can only hope for what I can do. But that would be a really good Dark Side of the Ring, because she was apparently just a dynamic bitch about everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let us think. The Best Kept Secret, who was at Worst Wrestling on Twitter for that great question. But let's move on to our next TIE Flyer. Next we go to the Mount Rushmore Pod. Who was at Badlands Pod? And the question is, seeing as we've just had 420, what's the highest you've ever been?
You don't remember that, like, you just don't, because you're just that gone. I guess like one of the first times I ever did it, I remember I was driving and everything was like a picture book, like a flip book, you know, and it was really, really weird. And it was like, I shouldn't have been on the road, but, I had to get to where I was going. So I don't know. That was a time.
You damn druggie. The highest I've ever been is when I was in a plane and I was flying to the Dominican Republic. I don't know what you're doing.
Frickin'. I've never been in a plane, though. So, like...
I'm just giving you shit. The actual... Like, I was trying to think of the times. The highest I've ever been. And I don't know if it's the highest I've ever been. And I'm probably sure I've told this story on the podcast before, but we have new listeners every month or every week. So, I'm going to tell it again. And I think the highest and most scared I've ever been, and most lucky I've ever been, is all encompassed in this story. So I'm going to tell it real quick. This is the time where I was driving around with four other individuals. I wasn't driving. I was in the back seat. One of my other friends was driving. Let's call him L. I won't give anyone names. I don't want to incriminate anyone. So L is driving. S is in the passenger seat up front. There is also a W in the back seat with me. And I guess there's another W. No, we'll go with the J. He could be J. That's what it is. So we got a J, a W, an L, and an S. And we're all in this car together, plus me. And we're driving around and we are smoking the marijuana, if you will, out of a very large glass blunt. And as we're cruising around, we turn onto a street, and L in the front seat says, "Hey, 5-0. And Jay in the back seat, who's sitting right behind him as he's taking a very large hit, just goes, "What?" And takes a large hit of this as he is looking directly at a police officer. And that is illegal, just so everyone knows. So immediately this cop turns his lights on and the five of us in this car begin to freak out. And L, who is driving, begins to pull over as we're all yelling at each other to, you know, everyone's like, everyone has marijuana on them. And that would be illegal. So we were pooling it all together and deciding who would take the blame for this giant snafu we were in. And as we were doing this, L just ran on the curb. And I mean, ran up onto the curb where all the entire right side of the car, both tires went up on the curb. We came off of the curb and we came to a stop on the curb with the cop behind us with their flashing lights going. And we all went, "All right, boys, we're going to jail." And we had accepted that and it was going to be okay. And then out of nowhere, I don't know why, to this day, still have no idea. The cop, for no reason, just pulled out and drove away. And just didn't even get out of the car. Just got out, just drove away. And we just sat there for a good like 10 minutes going, "I don't know what's happening." But everything was okay.
You've never told that story on the podcast before because I've never heard that story.
You've never heard that story?
Never heard that story.
Oh, it's a true story. I'm not lying about anything. Like when we're not actual recording, I can tell you, I'm sure you can infer who the people in this story were, but.
I have ideas, but like I'm not 100% sure because you've hung out with a lot of vagrants over the years.
That is also true. But yeah, so when we're not actually recording, I will tell you who was actually involved in this story. But yeah, I thought we were all going to jail for sure. Because like with the amount of marijuana we had on us at that time, it was like close. We would have had like we had 6 ounces on us altogether. So it would have been definitely jail time.
For all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Guilty by association.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was really bad. I, to this day, do not know why the cop just drove away. Okay, though. On that note, let us thank the Mount Rushmore Pod, who was at Badlands Pod, for that great question. Next we go to Blaine, who was at BC Mendoza. And Blaine's question is, How far will Tua fall in the NFL draft?
Top 20. I'd say he's going in the top 20. I don't think he'll fall out of the first round.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I could not see him falling out of the first round. And if he falls out of the top, like if he gets out of the top 10, someone's going to trade up for him. So I actually don't see him getting out of the top 15 at the most. Like I see him getting drafted at like 12 at the absolute latest.
For sure.
I'm glad we can agree on that. Quick sidebar. Do you think Tua's good?
He was in college, but I mean, sometimes the game doesn't translate, you know? It's like, I've thought plenty of players coming out of college were going to be, like, spectacular and, like, the next star of the NFL, and I've been wrong more times than not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, every year, I don't know what it's because I play Madden, obviously, and I like to draft on Madden. I would draft like a team of all rookies. Like I'll do a fantasy draft and I'll take all rookies and I'll fall in love with a rookie quarterback that I make good on Madden. But in my head, I'm like, well, they're good on Madden, so they must be good in real life. It's not that I'm playing a video game and know what the, you know, easiest way to win is. It's that this, you know, real life person is an actual really good quarterback. So I like fall in love with quarterbacks. But I do. I love Tua. I think he's going to be really good. He's going to be really good.
Well, I guess time will tell.
Time will tell. But I do think that, yeah, he's not going to fall that far. It's just quarterbacks don't fall. Every other position falls in the NFL draft. Quarterbacks don't because everyone needs the next great quarterback. All right, though, let us thank Blaine, who was at BC Mendoza, for that wonderful question. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter. And also, check out him on Twitter so you can get the links to sizeofapparel.com. Get yourself some banging-ass workout gear. Still waiting for my free gear crate, but I know it's in the mail. I know it's happening. It's all good. But you can get some sweet stuff. You just follow Blaine, and you get a code, so you get a discount. But let's keep on keeping on. Next we go to...
Hey, it's time for Jerry Hey Arnold's questions. And we got three of them this week. As always, it's a theme. It's a pattern. It's there a tangent.
It's not a tangent. It's a pattern.
Well, I got a tangent. And I don't know. I'm just speaking. If, for question number one, if you ran for president, what would your campaign slogan be?
Free Wi-Fi for everyone. We'll legalize weed. And it's going to be okay.
Those are promises. You need a slogan. Like,
Chad promises life will be okay.
That is a horrible slogan.
Ah, it doesn't matter. I'd win anyways. Look at this. Look at this smile. Like, I'd win.
I'd be like, come on. Vote for me. You know you want to.
My slogan would be, now that's an interesting strategy. Let's see how it plays out for him.
I'd be like, can't be worse than that guy.
That's a good one, too.
Okay, question number two. If you had the Midas touch, what would you turn to gold first?
What would I turn to gold first? I don't know. If I had the Midas, that's like a curse. I wouldn't want the Midas touch. You can't touch anything. So nothing? Because I would touch myself and kill myself. I would turn myself to gold and like, pose myself in a cool, like, statue pose to, like, the Young Bucks and then just be a statue.
You wouldn't turn, like, a lot of things into gold, so, like, then after you turn yourself into gold, Allison would be rich?
Well, I guess I would have to do that now, but I was trying to be I was just saying that, you know, it'd suck. But yes,
it would suck.
I would turn everything in our household into gold first so she could sell it all after my death and then be a billionaire.
I like your answer. So I can't beat that answer, so I'll tell a little story.
Ooh, story time.
When I was in third grade, we had, this is when we're learning about short stories, so they made us write short stories, and I wrote one based on the Midas touch, except everything I touched turned into tacos.
Ooh, tacos are delicious.
And I think that might be better than gold.
I mean, with a pound of gold, I could probably buy a billion tacos, so...
But every time you go to eat the taco, it would turn into gold.
It's true. It's true. Couldn't eat tacos at all. Like, no one ever talks about that fact that Midas, he couldn't eat anything. He'd have been dead in 3 weeks.
Yep.
Well, so, 3 days. Because he wouldn't be able to drink anything.
What a shitty story.
There it is. And, I mean, it is. It's a tale about... You know, it's a bad tale. What's it called?
Greed.
It's about greed, yes, but it's not a fable, it's not a foible. It's a tale about things you shouldn't do.
Cautionary tale.
Fine, that's good enough. But there's an actual word for it.
All right, well, we're gonna move on to the third question. And this question is Mother Goose or Mr. Rogers?
Mr. Rogers all the way. And
yeah, this is a real question.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers is the greatest man who ever lived.
We expect better from you, Jerry. When you have these, like, this or that questions, usually they're good ones. But this one was weak sauce. I challenge you to a better one next week.
Yeah, that is 100% weak sauce. If anyone picks not Mr. Rogers, you're a fool. Dude, the man literally said he got a letter from a blind girl who was worried about her fish or his fish because he didn't say that he was feeding them. So every time after that, in every episode, he'd always say, "And now I'm feeding the fish." Just for that one little girl. Just one little girl. The man was the king. He's the greatest human who's ever existed.
Well, that's all the questions we got from Jerry. Hey, Arnold, this week. What you got, Chad?
Next, we'll go to our Hawaiian shirt-wearing friend. It's Tom, who's on Twitter at @HighFiveTom. And the question is, okay, here is me being positive here. But when this all blows over, besides the obvious... What promotions and venues are you looking forward to either revisiting or checking out for the first time? Diesel, next time you should join us for AEW at Bourbon Street. Just saying. That was Tom.
All right, well, it's highly possible. But obviously, you're right. The answer is obvious. It is ICW Milwaukee at the world famous La Pica Lounge #3 all day.
Yeah, I really miss ICW Milwaukee.
Sometimes twice on Sundays. Oh.
Oh, it works. Sometimes twice on Sundays because we have double headers. I get it. It's funny. Classic comedy. Proud of you. But yeah, no, I mean, ICW Milwaukee, it's our favorite place to be. It's really what got us into the local independent scene. We went to that 420 Classic with Colt Cabana. That's when we went. That's when I fell in love with everything.
That was the first time Tom went, too.
You know, it's a weird thing. It's a small world after all.
We didn't even know each other for a long time after that, too.
No. Then I mean, we saw him because he always wore that Hawaiian shirt, so we knew who he was from afar. But also, yeah, I'm excited. I want to go back to AEW in Chicago. That was a great time that we had, and I would love Diesel to come along as well. Also, Frozen Tundra Wrestling, can't forget about them, and Brew City Wrestling. I'll give them that shout-out, too.
Yeah.
All right, though. Any other thoughts on that question, Diesel?
I wouldn't mind going back to the Sears Center just because, like, All In was quite possibly the best wrestling show ever. And, like, I don't know, just the feeling of being there, like, it holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
Every time I've driven by it, I'm like, oh, that's where All In was.
Yeah. You know, All In will definitely always hold a very special place in my heart as probably the greatest wrestling show that I'll ever go to or I'll ever be to. And, I mean, everything really in wrestling shows that I go to are always compared to that. Like, when it comes, like, right down to the nitty-gritty, that's what, in my brain, everything is compared to. And nothing's ever topped it.
I should watch All In.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do on quarantine. Check out All In again. And you can hear us yelling, for sure. And you can hear my chest being cracked when Diesel just whacks me in it. Probably not, but it happened. And it hurt. Hurt a lot.
You ever going to get over that?
Never ever, Diesel. I will never let it go. But on that note, let us thank our Hawaiian shirt-wearing friend, Tom, who is on Twitter at High Five Tom. Let us move on, though, to our next High Flyer. Next, we're going to go to Good Guy Dave, who was at Dave Pozefsky. And Dave asked this week, I've gone back and started rereading Animorphs from the beginning. Hold on. Hell yes, Dave, sidebar. Hell yes. I love Animorphs. And I know we talked about it before, but just hell yes. I don't really have really anything else for that sidebar. I just want to say hell yes.
Did you just give him a nickname, Dave Sidebar?
Sure. Sure we did. We'll call him Dave Sidebar. All right, though. Back to the question. Started rereading Animorphs from the beginning, and it's been a rewarding experience. What young adult novels do you think stand the test of time?
I mean, Harry Potter for sure. That's the one book series I wish that I could read again with, like, fresh eyes. Because I remember reading it the first time and I couldn't stop reading it. And I read it all when all the books were already out. So I binged read, which I'm not known to do. But
yeah, it was weird. You didn't read them like when they actually came out at all. Like,
I read the first one like around the time it came out.
But, well, I feel like we all read the first one because I did the same thing. I read like the first. I read the first two when they first came out, and I didn't dig on it. I didn't like the series at all. And so I didn't read them for a long time. But then I want to say it was right around the fifth one. That's the Order of the Phoenix. Is when my mom read them all and was like, no, you should read them, Chad. So after that, then I read them right when they came out. So, like, I remember when Half-Blood Prince came out in book or it. I remember waiting
in print,
but I remember waiting at Barnes & Noble to get my copy of The Half-Blood Prince at midnight, and then also for The Deathly Hallows for the same thing to get mine. I actually owned four copies of The Deathly Hallows because it just happened that, like, I had ordered one online. I got one when it, like, came out. Like, I waited in line for it, and then I got, like, two more accidentally. Just by some other shenanigans. But that's a great answer, Harry Potter. Sorry, you go back to your answer now.
Hit the bell for me. Okay, this is something I probably should have brought up and how your week's been, but, like, this question, like, jogged my memory. At work, I'm allowed to, like, listen to things and music or whatever. And
I'm allowed to listen to my radio during this time. I can listen to it in any sound that I like because it's only fair because Carol gets to listen to her information. So I can listen to my radio at any level I want. So I don't think it's fair that you're asking me to turn it down right now because I'm just trying to listen to my radio. It is my time from 10 to 11.
Okay.
We just watched Office Space not that long ago.
It is a great movie. Mike Judge, great writer. But anyways, so like decided on Friday that I would just, I didn't want to listen to music and it was kind of a slower day. So I decided to take advantage of Audible's free like trial. And I downloaded an audiobook. And the audiobook that I downloaded was American Gods by Neil Gaiman.
Ooh.
And I'm about a little short of halfway right now. And have you ever read that?
I have not read that. I've read like synopsis and I know like the general basis of, but I've never actually read it, no.
I think that you would like it a lot, to be honest
with
you.
I know. And
I really like the fact that it's takes place in the Midwest. They come into Madison, they go to the House on the Rock in Spring Green. Yep. And like, yeah, it's like I'm really digging this book. It's and I found one that has like a cast. So like I like audiobooks like that because then like it's easier to differentiate the characters when you're not just sitting there like paying attention fully to the book. Like when you're kind of doing other stuff, like when it's just one guy, yeah, he's doing voices, but like at the same time, it's still his voice. When you have like a cast of characters doing it, like you know who's speaking.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying the book. I'm probably Thursday and Fridays are a little bit slower for me at work. So I'm assuming I'll get a big chunk done tomorrow and Friday. So like, yeah, maybe I'll have some more to report next week.
Yeah, I guess I can, I'll sidebar on the sidebar. Cause I don't know if I brought this up that Allison and I joined a quasi book club with our friends, Huey and Jenny. And we've been reading weird books. And we're about to read a self-help book because one of her other friends suggested it. It's in the club. And I've never read a self-help book and I'm not excited about it, but I'm going to power through it.
What's it called?
It is called Calm the F Down.
That one was really, really popular on Audible.
Yeah, it seems to be. I'm already annoyed because I downloaded it, or Allison and I downloaded it on Kindle, and it's not numbered by the actual page number. Like, it starts on, like, page 310, and, like, it's, like, it goes by, like, 11 pages every time. So you go from page 310 to page 321.
That's annoying.
Yeah, it's only at 304 pages, but the last page of the book is, like, 3,000 and, like, 400 and something. Makes no sense. I have
a question. How does this book club work? Is it like, do you guys like meet like virtually or is it like through texting or?
No. So we're on the third book now. And so we did the first two books were suggested and I'm trying to remember what they were both called. It was The Girl Who Lived was the first one. And the second one.
Emily read that book and she really liked it.
Really? Yeah. Well, see, we should have invited. I'm not in control of this book club. I joined on a whim. Hit up Jenny, join the book club. You guys can join with us as well. But yeah, we do like a Facebook meeting like once a week.
Interesting.
Yeah, had a good time with it.
Emily really likes to read, so like if I brought this up to her, she would probably be 100% down.
Well, she can join the group. We're all becoming closer by knowing. You can tell Emily as well that if she liked The Girl Who Lived, I knew the twist in the book. I figured it out within like 30 pages. Like, you can tell her that right now. Because I knew. Figured it out. But yeah. Whose question were we answering? I have no idea where we are anymore.
Dave Sidebar.
Oh yeah, we're still on Dave Sidebar. So for young adult books that still hold up right now, actually, I really dug reading The Hunger Games. Like, as books, they're really good. They're, like, quasi, like, really dark. A lot of death, a lot of cool stuff. And, yeah, I think that The Hunger Games really still stack up.
I've read those books. I own them. I own them digitally and hard copy.
And another one that if you can stand the heavily religious overtones, the entire Chronicles of Narnia series is also a really good like book series for young adults with the Princess the Piper in the Wardrobe. It's not the Piper. It's the Princess the something in the Wardrobe. The Lion. I don't know. I can't remember anymore.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's what it's called.
That's the only one that I've read.
And then there's Prince Caspian. There's Prince Caspian. And there's a whole, like, those are good books. I read them so long ago. I'm sorry. I can't remember the names anymore. I know I read them. There's also the Piers Anthony series. It's all about the area called Xanth. And I can't remember any of the book titles in it, but I read them all. They're a really great fantasy series where everyone has their own, like, one magical power. And it kind of seems like mutants. And the book series is by Piers Anthony. So you can look it up. It's a real book series. And they sometimes call him Piers Xanthony because it's such a great book series. Check it out. Okay. Let us thank good guy Dave. Who's that? Dave Pazeski. And we also call him Sidebar Dave. Apparently now. That's just what we're going with. Let us move on to our next High Flyer. Next, we're going to go to the Why We Watch Pod. Who was that? Why We Watch Pod. And the question is, I've been binge-watching a UK TV series called Ashes to Ashes that involves time travel. What's the best TV show that has time travel as the theme? It's a real question.
I mean, I don't know what you're going to choose, but, like, I haven't really watched too many TV shows that have time travel as the theme, so I'm going to pass.
I mean, so what really is the theme of time travel? Because Doctor Who is the obvious and clear answer. But really, another great time travel show would be Sliders, where they are traveling through multiple universes. And no, it doesn't really deal with them going through time, but these multiple universes are all determined by small points in history that are just slightly different, where, like, vampires are real, or the Nazis won World War II, or all these kinds of things. So really, it does deal with time travel in a weird way. So I really dug Sliders, but Doctor Who is the answer. It's Doctor Who. It has to be Doctor Who. It's the greatest time travel show of all time. Doctor Who. Okay, do you have any other things you'd like to add to this one, Diesel?
Nope, do not. Cool. Sorry.
Cool, bro. Cool. All right, let us thank the Why We Watch Pod. Who was that? Why We Watch Pod for that great question. Let us keep on keeping on. Our next High Flyer will be Satsuma Cassidy. Who was that? MGB Jackson 5 on Twitter. Question is, this 6-year-old is very interested in hurricanes. So tell us your experiences with hurricanes, or if that doesn't work, which it doesn't because we're from Wisconsin, we're from the Midwest. We don't have hurricanes. That doesn't work. Tell us about Shane Helms. I think he is even older than my dad. Wow.
Well, I'm going to answer your question with a question, and it's going to be, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
I don't know. I like Shane Helms. I like this hurricane gimmick. I liked it best when he was, like, the news reporter, and then, like, he was
Gregory Helms, Kent then.
And Superman. Shane Helms is the man. Hurricane is the man. Yeah.
Yeah, see, my love of Shane Helms started even before he was the Hurricane, because as I've said many times before, I was a WCW guy. And Shane Helms is, I want to say, the last ever WCW Cruiserweight Champion before WWF bought them. I want to say he was the final champion. And he was in Three Count, but Three Count was an absolute atrociously awesome gimmick where they were a boy band and they were terrible at being a boy band. And it was him. Shit, who are the other two guys? Oh, Shannon Skipper? No, that's not a name. Who's Shannon something, bud? Shane Helms, he did the Vertebraker. Coolest finisher ever. Most dangerous finisher ever. The Vertebraker. First time I'd ever seen it was when he did it. And yeah, I have always had a thing for Shane Helms. He was one of my favorites. I've always loved superheroes. And you know what? You got to stand back because there's a hurricane coming through. But yeah, and in regards to actual hurricanes, we don't have those around here. Lots of tornadoes, though. Saw a tornado rip through a cornfield from the roof of my house one time. It was cool. Nothing to say, Diesel? Okay.
No, I answered the question. It's time to move on.
All right. Let us thank Satsuma Cassidy. Who was that? MGB Jackson 5 for that great question. Next, we're going to go to the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Good, Bad Wrestle. Question is, when I think of 147, I think of the Maximum Break in snooker. Don't even start with 155 or hashtag Bad Cop is giving you a slap and the Isle of Wight, where I used to live, which is 147 square miles. What numbers hold special meaning for you? And if you relate it to this past Monday, hashtag bad cop will slap you too.
What in the hell was that?
Yeah, that's a lot of shit. my lucky number is 13. That's what you're asking about. I know everyone else thinks it's an unlucky number, but that's my lucky number.
I've always gone with 16. I mean, my birthday is on the 16th. I don't know. I just like the number 16. And I don't know. I like things that divide into eights for some reason. Maybe it's because I was born on 8/16/88. But I don't know.
That's an interesting thing. I did not know that. Divided things to go into eight. I like 13.
Pizzas are divided into eighths.
That's it right there. It's pizzas. That's where your love of the division of eights comes in. But yeah, I guess 13 for no other reason. That's my lucky number. So let us thank the Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Good, Bad Wrestle for that great question. Next, we go to MGB Mason. Who was that? MGB Wrestling Pod. And the question is, on this week's MGB interview with CMD, we discuss how a gimmick / comedy gimmick can sometimes overshadow the true wrestling skills of a wrestler. Who has this statement been most true for?
I mean, we talked about Mick Foley earlier, and the tail end of his career when he was Mankind, he like really went into the comedy like side of wrestling. And
Dude Love.
He was a good wrestler, but like I think that his comedy overshadowed what he did in the ring.
Yeah, Mankind said. Great answer on that one. I mean, right now, you could currently go with Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt is an absolute fantastic wrestler. Dude is a beast in the ring, like strong as a freaking ox and could toss people. But in general, he's a gimmick wrestler right now. So
can't argue.
All right, fair enough. I thought she'd have more. I thought she'd come back at me with something. But, all right, that's fair.
I like Bray Wyatt.
I love The Fiend as well. I wasn't trying to trash him or anything, but I thought she'd at least have something to say back.
My battery's dying.
All right. Well, let us thank MGB Mason, who was at MGB Wrestling Pod, for that fantastic question. Next, we're going to go to MGB Graham, who was at MGB Graham. And the question is, should have asked this last week, but what did you make of the debut of a 70-year-old Mike Jackson on Impact, the 414 show? And if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a 4-minute highlights on YouTube. I did see it.
I did not. Did not know this was the question. So I didn't look at the questions, so I did not do my homework. So I think it's cool.
It was actually pretty cool. He did some, like, he actually did some wrestling moves and shit. It was pretty cool. He went to the top rope. I mean, it was good stuff. It was what makes wrestling, what makes professional wrestling great, is the fact that this guy could do it, and it looked awesome, and it was really cool that he did it, and it didn't seem absolutely ridiculous. That's why pro wrestling is amazing. It was awesome. All right. Let us thank MGB Graham. Who was that? MGB Graham for that great question. Let us keep on keeping on. Next we go to the Get Show Wrestling Podcast. Who was that? Get Show Podcast. And that is GETCHO Podcast. Question is, weirdest thing you've done while on quarantine?
I don't think that question really applies, because when you're on quarantine, what happens in quarantine stays in quarantine. But honestly, the weirdest thing that I've done, I don't know, like, get really bored and start watching Urban Spelunking videos on YouTube.
Yeah, that's pretty freaking weird, man. When you said that earlier in the show.
I did also, this past weekend, binge watch the whole season of Too Hot to Handle on Netflix. I didn't watch it alone, though.
That doesn't make it better. It doesn't make it worse either, but it doesn't make it better.
Makes it a little better. Nah. At least it was with another dude. My girlfriend. Very unsatisfying finish, by the way. Was not happy with the end.
Good to know. Good to know. Weirdest thing I've done while on quarantine? I don't know. I'm generally kind of a weird dude anyways. I do a lot of weird stuff. I walked in today. Well, Allison was doing her Peloton workout. I just yelled, "Peloton, it is our time!" And she got all confused because she didn't know I was yelling, because I just do weird stuff. So, I don't know. I don't think I've done anything more weird than I do normally. Who responded? Oh, sorry. Grabkick Wrestling responded to that question with, "Become an alcoholic." Just so... I don't think that's really weird, though.
I don't know. I've been drinking more.
I don't want to put out the numbers of amounts of whiskey and whiskey bottles that I have gone through during quarantine. We're not going to talk about it. Okay. Let us thank the Get Show Wrestling Podcast. Who is that? Get Show Podcast for that great question. Let us move on, though, to our next tie flyer. Next we go to Mike, who was at Rio Wintry. And Mike's question is, with all the squash matches on Raw and SmackDown, do you think this has an impact on the ratings? It seems like every Raw you have regular talent squash an NXT jobber or local talent, at least four to time, or at least three or four times a week in a 3-hour show. I feel these matches kill storylines.
I honestly don't think it kills the ratings, because back in the 90s, they did this on a regular basis and it didn't kill the ratings back then. I think the lack of crowd and atmosphere is what's killing the ratings, to be honest with you. And I guess I can fill some time while
I was coming right in for you, but thank you for being a considerate podcast co-host. But yeah, no, I don't think that the squash matches are what is killing the ratings. And I actually don't dislike the empty arena shows, but I do think it is turning a lot of people off, which sucks, because I think it's a lot of fun. I like these empty arena shows. I think there's a lot of things you can do with these shows that you couldn't do normally. You can hear all of the things. You can do a lot of like storytelling in ring that you couldn't do with full crowds.
I miss the crowds.
All right. I mean, that's fair too. That's fair. Yeah, if you have thoughts you want to say about these jobbers being squashed, because it doesn't bother me at all.
Hey, it don't bother me either, because there isn't wrestling going on anymore. So, like, and they're not all NXT talent. They're independent wrestlers. So, like, they're still getting the chance to wrestle. So that doesn't bother me one bit.
Yep. All those are fair points. All right. Well, let us thank then Mike, who was at Rio Wintry, for that fantastic question. Let us move on, though, to our next high flyer. Next, we're going to go to Mags Allpods, who was at Dash Kirkby. Question is, with Nia Jax calling out Ronda Rousey for being dangerous in the ring, then subsequently almost killing Kairi Sane with her heavy-handedness, who is more dangerous of a wrestler, Nia or Ronda?
Nia all day. Nia has no reason or no, she can't talk like that. Like, I am enraged that her, of all people, will call somebody a dangerous wrestler. She has multiple times hurt people, and like, she is, the only reason she's in the WWE is because of who her family is. And the reason Ronda Rousey is in the WWE is because what she did outside of the WWE and being a legit fighter. So I'd like to see her say that to Ronda Rousey's face and then see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, Nia Jax has potatoed a lot of people many times. Like, and I mean, you can't deny, though, that her potatoing Becky Lynch wasn't a, like, huge thing that made Becky Lynch even bigger when she was bleeding from the face.
Yeah, but that was just a lucky coincidence kind of thing. Like,
it was. But it still happened. But, yes, no, the answer is definitely Nia is the most – she is very dangerous. I like Nia. Don't get me wrong. I'm not throwing her under the bus. But – it seems that she potatoes a lot of people and is a very big danger in the ring. So she shouldn't be calling anyone else out for it. So let us thank Mags Allpods, who was at Dash Kirby, for that great question. Let's keep on going to our next high flyer. Next, we're going to go to the Five Round Spod. Who was that? Five Round Spod. Question is, in this time of quarantine, it's easy to get annoyed at little things. What has annoyed you this past week?
I don't know. This week has actually been less annoying than the last couple weeks. So, I don't know. I get hangry more than anything else. So, not eating enough food, but overeating at the same time. That's kind of annoyed me.
All right. That's, I guess, interesting take on the answer. What's annoyed me most? Let's see. What's annoyed me most is in Two Point Hospital when the stupid patients don't do what I tell them to. I told you at reception to sit your ass down so you can go to the general practitioner's office. But no, you walk around, you play my arcade game, you go to the gift shop, and then you die. And then I have to clean you up with my janitors and get research points. It's really annoying. I hate it. I hate it so much. Why do you have to just not listen to what I say? Do what I say. Go to my treatment offices, and then you won't die. And then I don't have to clean you up as a janitor. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Two Point Hospital, Diesel. It's really dominating my brain. I'm thinking about right now how I could set up my next hospital to make it better. All right. Well, that was our penultimate high flyer. And that was, who was that, Diesel?
Don't remember.
Damn it, Diesel. You are really off your game tonight. You are not helpful. That was our five round spot, friends. Who are at five round spot. But let us move on to our final high flyer of the evening. As always, it's our friend, the magnificent Matt Willis. On Twitter, he is at TheMattAttackUK. First question is, Braun Strowman didn't believe Alexa Bliss when she said she didn't get him a gift. When have you not believed a wrestler's performance?
Wow, I mean, that one was a bad one for sure.
It was a stretch.
I don't know. They're putting me on the spot. Dude. I can't even think of anything right now because I was thinking, think about it, how bad that was. I don't know. You got an answer?
What's the time I didn't believe in a wrestler's performance? The time that it's one of the worst storylines of all time. And it always pops back into my head for worst of all time. And it's when Triple H was wearing Kane's mask and he humped a dead mannequin in a funeral home. It's Katie Vick's storyline. It's the worst thing ever. It is honestly the worst thing ever. And I think about it every time people are like, why do you like wrestling? It's crap. And I'm like, no, it's not crap. And then even in the back of my mind, it's like, but Chad, do you remember when this happened? And I go, yeah, I do. But it's still not crap.
I mean, that's a fair answer. I'm going to have to say, I don't know, Scotty.
Come on,
I don't know
Diesel.
It's John, but I wanted to say Scotty.
All right. Well, we run this show, so I can't tell you.
I got one. I got one. I just thought of one. Rikishi, when he was explaining so why he ran over Stone Cold.
I did it for The Rock. But really, I did it for Triple H. But really.
Yeah, it was a horrible,
I did
horrible
it for myself.
Promo.
All right. You redeemed yourself. You totally redeemed yourself for that. Let's move on to our second question and final question of the night. It is from Matt. What is the worst food you've eaten since you've been in quarantine?
I haven't had too much bad food. Like, I can't think of anything because I've only been making good stuff. I haven't been going out to eat very much. I've got some takeout here and there, but, like, I get stuff that I know I'm going to like, so...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like instance of bad takeout I've gotten where the food just wasn't good.
I don't know. I guess I went to Jimmy John's on Saturday and I got the number 7, which is the Italian nightclub. And it's not supposed to have lettuce and tomato, and it's supposed to have double meat. And it didn't have double meat, and it had lettuce and tomato. So, I mean, I guess that's the worst. And if that's the worst, I'm not doing too bad.
Yeah, I guess the worst I've had it wasn't this past time, but like 2 times ago that I've had Jersey Mike's during this quarantine, that there wasn't enough meat on my sub, and the bread is delicious, so I wasn't super upset, but it was basically like a bread and mayo. There was not enough meat on the actual sub to entail my king size sub that I consumed. And so I guess that would have been the worst thing that had happened to me for food. Because otherwise, myself or Allison has been cooking it, and we're great cooks. So it's not going to be bad from us. Well, on that note, let us thank the magnificent Matt Willis, who's on Twitter at the Matt Attack UK on Twitter. And that will wrap up the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week for episode 147.
Wasn't last week 147?
7? 8? 7? I don't know. Well, we'll wrap up the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. As always, thank you folks so much for sending in your questions. Please, please keep sending your questions in. We love them so very, very much. Get me up on Twitter at ViewFromTopRope. Get Diesel up on Twitter at
Diesel_BFTR.
Or you can always just respond to the wonderful Twitter posts I put out each and every week. But it is time for us to move into our final segment. That song means it's time for final thoughts. Diesel, what you got this week?
Well, on Friday, we get our keys to our new apartment, so we're going to start moving in. It's going to be a couple-week process, but pretty excited about that. That's really all I got on my mind right now is to do that. So make it short and sweet this week. Get my keys.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I am excited that once quarantine ends, we will have a second place to do the podcast, and we won't always have to do it in Zeus's Treehouse. I mean, we're doing it remotely now from different places, but once this all clears up, I am excited to not always do it here at Zeus's Treehouse. For my final thoughts, man, just keeping on, keeping on. It is wonderful to just be able to hang out with my wonderful fiance Allison all the time and playing video games. I do want everyone to really think about the fact that this is the most free time and you're ever going to have. For us who are not essential employees, Diesel, I know you're going to work full time right now, but for a lot of us, this is the most free time you will ever have. So just enjoy it. Whatever you're doing with it, just enjoy it. It is a good time to be around. It sucks, but if you're going to just think it's everything's terrible, then everything's going to be terrible. Just be happy and enjoy it. Those are my final thoughts. So Diesel, social media stuff so we can get on out of here.
You can follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow Chad on Twitter at ViewFromTopRope. Follow on Instagram and Facebook at ViewFromTheTopRopeOfficial. ViewFromTheTopRope on YouTube. ViewFromTopRope@gmail.com is our email. You can follow Visionaries Wrestling Network at VizWrestleNet. You can follow them on Facebook at Visionaries Wrestling Network. And you can send in your podcasts you reviewed and added to the network by using the handy Gmail, visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. And you can listen to all the podcasts on Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Podknife, and Podable.
And just so many others. Just type in Visionaries Wrestling Network in your Google machine. You'll find us. But thank you, as always, for listening to this wonderful insanity that we call a podcast. We hope you tune in next week. We hope you send your questions in. We hope you tell your friends, your neighbors, your enemies. We hope you bang on the wall in your apartment complex and tell that person next to you, hey, Listen to View from the Top Rope, because they're hilarious and great guys. But until then, I have been Chad. He has been Diesel. And this has been View from the Top Rope. But remember to climb up high and enjoy the view from the top rope.